One of the big issues state lawmakers never got to finish before the abrupt end of the session was prison reform. The Senate was behind a plan that would actually take away some of the governor's powers over the prison system, such as the sole power to appoint a corrections secretary. It would also create an independent commission to investigate prison corruption and inmate deaths. Sasha Cordner reports that Governor Scott is looking to sign an executive order to pass some prison reform, though many of the Senate's ideas are absent.
In the last days of session, the House and Senate still differed on key points of their proposals and what they'd like to see in reforming the Florida Department of Corrections plagued by inmate deaths and allegations of abuse by prison guards. And while both proposals are no longer in play, Governor Scott included several provisions from each bill. It includes a way to track use of force incidents, policies to protect DOC employees from retaliation if they report any wrongdoing, and ensures there's a formal agreement between DOC and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement that the FDLE investigate inmate deaths. Missing are some key areas of both proposals, including an oversight board that could conduct its own investigations and a body cameras pilot program. Still, in a statement, Scott called the move, quote, a clear path forward for the prison system. I'm Sasha Cordner.